Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week, we're looking at quite an interesting flick this week, Loving Vincent. It is the world's first fully painted, frame-by-frame, fully painted animated film. Yep. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure thing. So the story is all about how a family friend of Vincent van Gogh is looking back and trying to retrace his steps to find out how he got shot, whether it was a suicide as is commonly perceived or whether he was actually murdered. And it's not a documentary film, but it's a biographical film that, as you said, was fully painted. It's the world's first painted animated film.
Well, first off, let's start with the obvious, the visuals in this film. What did we think? I mean, I don't want to call it a gimmick. I don't think it's a gimmick in essence of what I've seen of it. But how did those visuals work out?
You're right. It's absolutely not a gimmick. And they used the painting to its full effect. So it was actually done by a team of painters. And there was about 65,000 frames in the film. So each frame had to be hand-painted and had to be done in accordance with what the previous frame was. So the amount of time that took must have taken like a year or two just to complete animating the film by hand. It was amazing. Not only that, but the movement itself of the characters, and they're very realistic. And so, which was, I thought, amazing, because I thought that the movie, like the characters would be moving very jerkily, or because this is a new thing, this is pretty innovative. I thought that the characters and the movements wouldn't be as smooth and as fluid as it actually was. And it's honestly one of the strongest points of this film.
Okay, so one of the strongest points. What other strong points have we got for Loving Vincent?
So, as you can tell by the title, it's a pretty big love letter to the artist Vincent van Gogh. So these artists loved referencing his previous work. So the Church of Orvis, the Wheat Field, the Starry Night, they all get referenced as part of the story. And not only that, but they're actually worked into the animation of the film. So maybe characters might be looking up into the starry sky and see the painting and so on. And I thought that was a very nice touch. As you said, I think that was a justified reason to make it a painted animated film, just to add in these loving touches and loving references to Vincent van Gogh. Unfortunately, the story itself does let down the animation. So, unfortunately, it falls into the pitfalls of many biographical films and not really exploring the main character, what made him and what drove his passion. So the whole story, as I mentioned earlier, is a family friend trying to recreate and trying to follow the last footsteps of Vincent van Gogh and speaking to the people that he spoke to and so on. Unfortunately, as I'm sure you know, Vincent at that time was a pretty much hated character around his town, and no one really had anything positive to say of him. So it really, like, the only times he actually shows up is when he's being chased at, when he's being yelled at, or when he's just painting. So I don't feel that, even though it's supposed to be a loving dedication to the painter, I don't think that they painted him, ironically enough, in the most positive light. Other than that, like, I didn't really care much for the story. Like, even, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Doctor Who story, Vincent and the Doctor, had a more engaging plot, and I think used the character of Vincent van Gogh much more better than this movie did. So, overall, I feel that the animation was great, but the story itself it's a little bit by the numbers and does let the whole movie down a bit.
Okay, so if you're a big film fan, if you really want to see what they've done visually with this film, worth heading out to?
Yeah, like, if you're a fan of Vincent van Gogh, go and check out this movie. Absolutely. If you're an art fan, go and check out this movie. But for the more casual cinema goers, maybe you might want to go because of the art style, but the story itself isn't really that great. If you're just going for the story, perhaps it's best to skip it.
Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our resident movie reviewer,